For our last guest this week on Sound Effect, we meet a person with a very well-defined comfort zone. It's the space behind 88 piano keys. Whether that's at home or in the dark corner of an old Italian restaurant, KPLU's Ed Ronco brings us the story of Ruby Bishop.
At about 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, Ruby Bishop walks in the door at Vito's, an Italian restaurant on Seattle's First Hill. Every Sunday, she plays jazz standards here at a Baby Grand in the lounge. She takes off her coat and tosses it behind the piano as a group of regulars walk in. They take a table right in front.
Hello, how goes it?
Hi. Pretty good. Not too hot.
She's played piano all her life. Her career has introduced her to some of the jazz world's greatest names.
I heard some stories that you knew Louis Armstrong.
Louis and I were good friends. And he'd come to my house, and I'd ask the guys in his band what they wanted to eat for dinner, and I'd cook a meal for them. They didn't get much good food when they were on the road.
I talked to Ruby in a couple of places, first at Vito's, and then at her home. I missed her a few times because she was getting over an illness, and that's a bigger deal for her than it might be for you or me.
What's that I hear working around here?
Because Ruby Bishop is 95 years old.
Oh, your feet's too big. Ooh, where'd you get those feet?
You have to picture this. It's really dark in here. There are candles flickering on each table. Ruby is sitting at the piano, which is kind of in a corner underneath a disco ball against two walls with floor-to-ceiling mirrors. She takes requests. She offers a quick thank you to anyone who puts a tip in the glass. And then one of those regulars sitting at the table in front gets up, sits down next to her, and starts to sing. She doesn't mind the company, and she didn't mind the company when I dropped by her house a few days later.
Hello, Ruby. Thanks for having me over.
Oh, glad I could.
How are you?
Oh, I'm better. I think I feel better today than I have in a couple of days.
Good.
The walls of Ruby's living room have pictures of her from throughout the years hanging up. In one of them, she's young, with a beehive hairdo and a delicate necklace. Today, when she plays a gig, she's usually wearing a gray wig and a large string of pearls. As you might expect, there's a baby grand piano in this room, and on the music stand is a black and white photo of a man.
This is my husband after me. This was him first, when I first met him. Wasn't he handsome when he was young?
Yes.
That's the way he was when I met him.
Mm-hmm. Uniform's a nice look for him.
Yeah.
She taps on the photo, and she says they had some great times together. But when I ask her about some of those times, she goes to get a tissue from the bathroom.
When I get into talking about him and all that, I just kind of fall apart, you know?
Back at the piano, yeah. Ruby Bishop gathers herself. Alive when you're behind a piano. You're alive all the time, but you there's something special. Your face changes, and I'm wondering if you can describe how it feels to be behind a piano, to play a piano.
I never thought about it, you know. I don't do it for that. I just go ahead and do what I feel like.
Do you remember the first whole song you learned how to play on the piano?
I can't remember anything anymore. You know, I'm lucky to be alive. I am so lucky to be alive.
As we're sitting there, I ask her about some of her memories, but her voice trails off a little bit. Names, dates, those are sometimes a struggle. And when she struggles, she turns back to the Baby Grand and runs her purple fingernails up the keys.
Tell me a little bit about this piano here.
Well, I just went to store and bought it.
How long have you had it?
Oh, God, years and years and years. I got three of them, a couple downstairs, and I think they're still down there. I don't know. I haven't been downstairs lately.
When Ruby's at the piano, she's never at a loss for something to say or something to do. So I ask her if the piano gives her strength.
Sometimes, yes. Yes, yes. Yesterday it was. I just came in here and sat down and started playing some things that just made me feel good.
It looks effortless to somebody who doesn't know any better.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's a good way of putting it, too, because it's true.
Ruby was born in 1919. She grew up in Rochester and Centralia. She studied to be a beautician, a court reporter. She was a Boeing mechanic during World War II, and she made cabinets for a time. She's played for the troops in South Korea, in Vietnam, and she's performed in Europe and across the United States.
At all.
But now the only place to catch her is Sunday at Vito's.
I'm just wowed by this lady. Like, I just can't believe it. And her fingers are just like, it's like magic.
Kit Tierney is sitting next to me at the bar. She's visiting from out of town.
No, I was just at the hospital because my friend is having cancer surgery. And I walked down to have a beer, and then I saw her, and it's like, wow. You know?
I watch her as she watches Ruby and then scans the room.
You know, look how happy she's making these old people. You know,
like, and these young people.
Well, yeah, and me too. I mean, like middle-aged people, I guess. But, you know, the playing is beautiful, and they're hearing all their favorite songs, some of my favorite songs, and it's just wonderful.
Like every week, some people are listening attentively as they sip Chianti. Others are nodding, tapping their feet as they concentrate on plates of pasta or bruschetta. Some, like Kit, are deeply enamored with what they're witnessing. Others have no idea who's sitting at that piano. Ruby is here for all of them. She plays because she loves it. And because when she's behind those keys, she's right at home.